Welcome to another episode of the Scottish Church Planting Network podcast. I'm Fiona Stewart. It's still lunchtime on Saturday. We've enjoyed a really good lunch, actually.
It's been yum.
It's been really yum. I'm still picking bits of broccoli out of my teeth, but it was all the broccoli tahini salad I enjoyed. And I'm here with Christine and Pam, who are from Forres. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Now, I've just come and sought you out, ladies.
Yes, we have. We said no to begin with, or one of us did.
I know, and I said, but in one of the podcast episodes that I recorded this morning for Seeds for Growth, which is the Church of Scotland funding thing, your church was talked about as a project that has, you know, blossomed from those seeds.
Yes.
So I would really like to chat to the two of you. So first of all, do you want to just introduce yourselves? Tell us who you are, tell us where you come from, and what your involvement is with the church. So Pam, how do you go first?
Hi, I'm Pam. I live in Forres. I've been there for about 5 years. Came from Inverness before that. I've been in church all my life. I was raised very evangelical and struggled a little recently, excuse me, with churches that are just not being so evangelical. So to have come across this project with such keen people, with such strong hearts for Christ and people to a desire to reach people, has just been so refreshing.
Interesting.
Really more refreshing.
Really, so more of that in a moment. That's a really interesting Pam. Christine, it tells us who you are.
Hello, I'm Christine. And like Pam, I've been brought up in the church, but it was the Church of Scotland. And I have been in Forres for a long time, not going to say how long. But I have wandered away from the church for a while, although I'm an elder. I wasn't quite getting what I was looking for. Very interested in healing ministry. Came back to the church just before COVID lockdown, and the interim moderator had this bright, interesting young trainee minister. And he and I got chatting over a coffee after church one day, and our conversation went along the lines of, how do we get the young people and the children into the church? Former primary school teacher, I wanted to reach out to the youngsters. And we ended up in conversation and conversation about, we need to do things differently. And that's how
it started. Oh my goodness. So tell me a bit about how you've gone about doing that. So from that, those conversations and that kind of connection, heart connection, Pam, that you had, how have things grown?
It really starts with Stuart Finlayson, who is, for lack of a better word, our leader, which he would hate. but he's a very passionate man. He's got a real heart for Christ, a real desire to reach people. And alongside him comes Shan, his wife, and she's just got such a desire to reach young people, and to see their passion together, with conversations that we've had with them at different events over the last couple of years. It all just kind of came together. We all just connected, and, you know, God brings the people he's prepared for the reason at the right time. And that's really what's happened for us. And we've all really connected really quickly.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that we've not known each other long.
That's interesting, isn't it?
I think it's really good that we've all got the same feeling from God. We've all got the same message. We've all got the same vision. We've all got the same passion. And we've been really very precisely put together because we're all so different.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we have different interests. Our experiences are different. But as you said, Pam, they seem to have a similar goal going forward. It started off really with hospitality. Shan and Stuart just opened up their house to friends, and I was included. And people that they had come across, who obviously they connected with. And it started off with breakfast on a Sunday morning, just what we've been hearing from yesterday. And then it was, would you like to join us in some Bible study? Yes. And then it was, you know, the next step and next step.
Yeah.
So we've grown together in confidence as well. Pam is very evangelical. I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm learning from her, and we're learning from each other.
Yeah.
She's very evangelical. She just doesn't
know
it.
It's just very
good. Very good.
And she'll bring other things to the mix, which is the point, isn't it? That we're all part of the body, and that we bring our different
absolutely
parts of that. And there's, I'm loving what you're saying, but there's almost something about the shared vision for something that then makes you have that really deep experience, yes, of fellowship very quickly. So if you'd set out to just have fellowship,
yes,
it probably would have taken longer. But whereas you've got, yeah, that, yeah, okay.
One of the talkers yesterday was saying that, I can't remember which point it was. I think it was in the main hall, about having a team that are buying in. We have to buy into our pioneer's vision. We have to, and we can't do that if God's not telling us where he wants us. And yeah, he can't tell us if we're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm, we have to be open to it.
It's good.
So good. I think that's the biggest thing, is that we're all open to, uh-huh, hearing what God wants, uh-huh, us to do.
And that's really interesting, because I suppose you could have come in here and said, oh, here's all the things we're doing, the activities that we're doing.
But actually, well, I can do that too.
Oh, no, and I want to hear about that. I do want to hear about that. But it's interesting that what you've said, first of all, is that spiritual rootedness and the desire to hear from God together. And again, I think that's consistently something we've heard through the course of the conference, hasn't it? The rootedness, yeah, in prayer and the doing things together. And so tell me about what you do in Forest.
What we do is we outreach. At the moment, we, mm-hmm, are reaching out to our community, mm-hmm, to the unreached, the people who have no idea who Jesus is or what he's done for them, to the people who have been in church and gone from that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to try and pull them back too, you know. Mm-hmm. We're going to where God is telling us to go to, and, yeah, God is telling us to go to the people.
Yeah. And what does that look like in terms of kind of week-to-week things that people can connect with?
We're, so far we've done outreach events. Mm-hmm. So we've had events where we are offering prayer, mm-hmm, a listening ear. We're offering healing prayer. We're offering prophetic word, mm-hmm, free hugs. People love that. Everyone likes a hug. Things like that. Just recently we did an Easter extravaganza at the local park. We're very fortunate in Forres. We have a beautiful park,
yeah,
with a perfect egg rolling hill. So we had gazebos, and we had tables outside. We had worship music, live worship music going. We had teas and coffees and snacks.
This sounds brilliant.
Artsy things for the, uh-huh, kids. Time for parents to talk.
Yeah.
Offer of prayer if they wanted it. Leaflets and things to point them in other directions. Mm-hmm. But not just with us, with other churches that are doing, yeah, other things. There's always something different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is the connecting with the people. When we did that, yeah, was the people that we got to talk to. Was awesome. So we're hopeful that our next event, uh-huh, will have a similar feel.
And sometimes, I'm going to ask about the next event soon. But I'm just thinking. Actually, in the last person I spoke to had told a story about somebody who gave his life to Jesus, just hearing music being played, but hearing Amazing Grace being played by their group. Very powerful. But I was thinking about the fact that we often, I think maybe as Scots, we're quite fearful of how people are going to respond to us.
Mm.
So what would your experience be of people's response?
Generally, we find people to be very responsive and be positive.
It's something that we are talking about. Now, again, Pam is very experienced in this. I'm not so experienced, but it's a case of going from the casual conversations into the next level of conversation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be as simple now, mm-hmm, having learned this, mm-hmm, as listening to somebody, because they will tell you their story, mm-hmm, and then just saying, well, I believe that Jesus can help. Would you mind if I prayed for you? Would you like me to pray with you? And if they say no, then it's as simple as, well, if you don't mind, I'll pray for you when I go. Thank you for talking.
Mm-hmm.
And people tend to be open,
mm-hmm,
to that.
Has that surprised you?
Very.
Uh-huh.
Very, mm-hmm, because I'm very much a case of, oh, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. And if someone came up to me and said, hello, sister, do you know that Jesus loves you? I would run in my, uh-huh,
yes, yes, because it's quite confrontational, isn't it?
It is.
Uh-huh.
So,
uh-huh,
it's the gentle.
But then the listening, I think there's something in that, isn't there? Listening and looking for those moments when Holy Spirit is prompting us to say something. Tell me about Pentecost. I mean, not in general, but tell me about what you've got planned for Pentecost.
Our Pentecost party.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have as most towns do, we have a particularly deprived area,
mm-hmm,
in Forres, and we plan to have something similar to our Easter extravaganza. Just basically the same sort of stuff, with a little bit more space for parents to have the kids kind of looked after a little bit, because, yeah, generally we don't want to take on a childcare role,
yeah,
in these events, yeah, but then there's no space for parents,
uh-huh,
so we want to try and provide some activities for the kids that certain people will look after,
mm-hmm,
so that others of us can go and sit with parents, mm-hmm, and pray with them and offer them that kind of support,
mm-hmm,
and hopefully we can find some people that might want to learn more,
mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm,
you know, to just learn
and build from and, there.
And be keen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're praying that Stuart tells us very often we pray for people of peace to be to be brought out and come to us.
Yeah.
And but we can't do that if we don't make ourselves available. Uh-huh. So that's what our Pentecost party is going to be
great.
About.
And is it? It's in the park as well.
It's
in
the
park. No, where is it?
It's going to be on a football ground.
Excellent. I like your confidence
because that's what's down there. That's what's available. So it gives us space and use of a small building, which means we have access to toilets and sinks. And
I like the practicality.
Practical thinking.
I'm sure they thought about that in Acts chapter 2 as well.
Absolutely.
Where am I going to go to the toilet?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's our plan.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. It's been so lovely to chat to you. And I suppose just to round things off, I guess, is there one thing that you think from this weekend I'm going to take away and really reflect on and put into practice? Mm-hmm. Maybe something that's challenged you or encouraged you to do more of, given you a bit of a faith boost?
The whole thing has been a real faith boost. It's mm-hmm. been really, really encouraging. The worship has been incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We were discussing that this morning, that the worship team here are just wonderful. Mm-hmm. But that's set a real openness and a real route to then listen openly and hear the seminars. Mm-hmm. And the people that are providing the seminars have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. Very open, very willing to answer questions. Mm-hmm.
And very different styles.
Uh-huh. Very different styles.
From the Salvation Army guy yesterday who reminded me of Andy Serkis, the actor, and I'm trying to get past that.
It was in a chapter of failure. You started at failure, wasn't it? That was just
It was very good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, to Scott this morning, who's is not quite Lord of the Rings, but admits that he's very on the geeky side.
Love that.
Way different delivery styles, which are lovely.
Yeah, it mixes it up, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
I've been impressed by how warm and friendly people have been, how welcoming, how nice, it is just such an uplifting building, people, space to be in. The whole experience has been hugely positive.
Would you like to come again to another?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
In fact, we've planned for another time. We'll have a different place to eat. Mm-hmm. We might stay in the same place. Mm-hmm. We're making
a little trip of it.
Next time we're going there for dinner.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, well, ladies, I'm very glad that you reluctantly were willing to be dragged in, because your conversation has been really rich. And I'm also glad of all that God's doing in you and in Forrest, and just bless you and all of that. And and I think if people hear this, we can be praying for that Pentecost.
Fantastic.
Please do call
Pentecost. Pentecost party.
Pentecost party. Obviously.
Why would it not be a party?
Yeah, why would it not be a party? Exactly. We've been praying for that in Flores and for God's
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.